The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We go down boundary side with Jason Doherty waiting patiently with a man we're rapt to see back in the navy blue and white hoops and Mitch Duncan.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, great to have Mitch Duncan with us. You do it every Easter Monday, Mitch. This is heart-stopping for everybody, including the players, I suspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying to some of the Hawthorn boys at the end, the more experienced ones that have, you know, been in around Sean Burgo and Luke Bruce and those players, and I said every time, and you know, whether you win or lose, what position you are on the ladder, it's always a tight one. And as I said, I'm privileged to, you know, play in such games like this.
How'd you go yourself? Got through the game okay?
Yeah, stuffed. got a bit of work to do in that department, but I'm sure it'll come, you know, as I keep playing games and the matter. But, glad to get the first one out of the way, a win, and great for Isaac and Maxie Holmes, who debuted tonight.
Mitch, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Nealty. Did you have any concerns about running the game out off the back of only having a half a game in the VFL last week?
Yeah, it did cross my mind for a period of a couple of weeks. But, you know, I put in a lot of work aerobically. It was probably just more my legs late. You know, a bit of cramp here and there. Obviously, the new rules and then the game time increase and obviously the rotations as well. So it took me a couple of weeks to get used to that, but I'm glad I got through and got the W. It was great.
You can get enamoured by the fact you've won the game of footy, but I suspect as a senior player you think, well, we've got some stuff to work on still, and you've got a six-day quick turnaround before taking on Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not playing our best by no means, but, you know, fighting hard, we're scrapping, and I suppose that's a Geelong way. But we'll keep learning, keep updating ourselves with the rules and watching footy, because it's changing all the time, we can see, and you've got to be on your game from the start. There have been some blowouts and upsets as well. So it's just rocking up to play and trying to get the game on our terms as long as possible.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You're right that the Melbourne Cup isn't one in the first 200 metres, but Nealty mentioned a few times, it seems like at times you're still working out. It's a bit of a disconnect between the back half and the front half and the ball coming out. And did you sort of sense that as a player? A lot of times you were just chipping it around. It sort of seemed to play into Hawthorn's hands.
Well, it's hard to kind of put my hand on it now. I thought we in patches we were really good. I thought we were in control of the game for most periods. You know, 4-goal lead going into the third quarter, we got to do better than that. So the games are longer, the quarters are longer, so you can't give a team a chance to come back in the game, and I thought we did that. You know, whether that was just a rotation down, run out of legs, but yeah, we still got to keep managing the way we play and learning, as I said, and it changes every week with the opposition anyway, but yeah, keep learning on our game and getting better.
Mitch, Nealty here, well done on your first game back. To run it out the way you did, I know you said you're stuffed, mate, but you've had nearly 40 touches in your first game back, so that's just outstanding, and your teammates needed you this afternoon.
Thanks,
hey, mate, with the new rules, what's your first instinct? What impact are they having?
Yeah, I think the flow of the game is a lot quicker. You can get from one end of the field to the other quite quickly. The spaces around the 45 are obviously a lot more open as the man on the mark can't move. Teams are probably handballing, running, carrying a lot more. Now, whether that's the right thing to do, it's a thing. You just got to keep watching footy and seeing what method works the best and backing yours in as well, I suppose. But keep learning. I've probably said that 10 times, but
well, it's what you got to do,
it's
mate. It's
matter
honest.
It's the matter of the competition at the minute.
Yeah. Hey, at half time, or the start of the third quarter, when you guys ran out, we saw Jack Henry go forward, and he's kicked a couple, got involved with another one. When that happens, was there a change in the method of ball movement? Did Scotty bring that up, or was it just the shift of a magnet? How does that get, I suppose, communicated to the mids and the backs what the forwards actually want now that there's been a change in personnel?
Yeah, well, they'll. Pushing numbers back quite quickly. I'm not sure if you guys picked that up, but we knew if Jack could go down there, supply us with another target, we can get the ball forward. You obviously work, kick two goals, so it's a great move. But
oh yeah, they're great when they work, mate.
He's a very versatile player, and just what he did with the last goal with Jordan Clark. Like I just said to some of our older teammates, the young blood and the speed that they can run is some could only dream of.
Talking about speed, Mitch, I know players don't like generally talking about players from the opposition, but young Jeff from Hawthorn,
you just sort of put your hand in the air if he takes the footy and point to someone else to chase him? Or?
Yeah, or I do, yes.
He's exciting, is he? I know.
He's a ripper. And the way he's developed, obviously, he's been there for a few years now, 3 or 4 years. Yeah, it's awesome. It's great to see the multicultural you know, players come in and adapt to our game. It's quite phenomenal because it is such a hard game. The skill of kicking and things like that, the way he reads the ball is, you know, first class, and, you know, they've got a player in their hands.
First chance to play with Isaac Smith and Sean Higgins. Unfortunately, Sean's afternoon finished early, and you'll get the chance eventually with Jeremy Cameron. How's that changed the dynamic of the group, Mitch?
Yeah, I've been wanting to even train with them. I haven't really been able to do that. So, yeah, to play with them is obviously good. Unfortunate for Higgo, but, yeah, looking forward to evolving our kind of, well, I suppose, bond and morale on the footy field, I guess, and knowing what each other can do and what how we, each other wants to play, because I think that will only help us as a group. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to finishing the, you know, well, start of the season with him, and, yeah, going forward, it should be good. Yeah,
absolutely. Cam Guthrie last year wins the best and fairest, and right now, if we stop the Kaji Greaves medal after 3 rounds, I suspect he might be on top again.
Yeah, he's in great form. I think his space in his head is really good. You know, his lifestyle balance with footy and his living around, well, yeah, his lifestyle outside of footy. He understands his game and how he wants to play and what we need of him, and he's doing a fantastic job. Real good leader of the footy club.
What I know of Cam Guthrie, he would have gone away and worked his backside off over pre-season, going, I just don't want to be remembered for 2020 in a best and fairest. That, you know, that's now his standard, and that's the base he works off, even at age 28.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need him to be like that if we want to keep going forward and, you know, get where we want to get to. He needs to be, you know, one of our best players week in, week out, and the consistency which he's shown is, you know, first class, and he'll keep evolving his game and getting better again. And, you know, the good thing is he brings others into the game as well. So he's been awesome.
Mitch, one last one before we let you go. We believe that, that young Holmes' first game of the day looked okay, but please tell us you haven't called him Sherlock.
Nah, called Maxie. That's what I call him, but not Sherlock.
Nah, okay, that's all right. Because I was going to say that's pretty sort of the low-hanging fruit, Sherlock. There, yeah. you need to get together with sort of the leadership group and come up with something better than Sherlock.
Yeah, nah, I don't know where you've heard that, but no.
Well, Kingy told me that. He's throwing me under the bus. So he goes, ask him about Sherlock Holmes.
It's pretty stock standard, but nah, he's got Maxie at the minute. Well, that's what I call him anyway. I haven't heard too many other things, but yeah, as you saw today, you know, I witnessed firsthand in the VFL last week, and he, you know, he looks a player. Really composed with the footy, strong over the ball, and, you know, he can run. I'm going to get stuck into him because he was cramping, but I thought he was a good runner, so I'm going to have my word with him.
Hey, Mitch, great to see you back, mate. We've missed not having you for the first couple of weeks. Good to see the 22 taking to the field. Game 224 for you this afternoon. You went past Neville Bruns today. I don't know whether you keep an eye on where you are on the Geelong overall list, but you knock off another one as you continue to add games to a wonderful career that you've had. We really appreciate your time this afternoon. Can't wait to see you back here next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks Mitch.
Mitch Duncan joining us down boundary side with Jason Doherty. Always a pleasure to talk with Mitch Duncan.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.